In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining us for the broadcast for the Word for Life this morning. We look forward to our study. I have Pastor Wade Coolin, who is our administrative pastor, in studio with me today. So, Pastor Wade, again, thank you for jumping in here and helping us through our study of the book of Joshua.
Delighted to be here this morning.
And as we're marching our way through the month of December, we have a few things still going on here at Brookside. And so, Pastor Wade, why don't you share with some of the activities of this week that are going on?
Yes, we're looking ahead to the adult Christmas cantata that's going to be presented. Actually, it's music and drama. It's going to be presented on two nights, on Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and 18th. On Saturday, it's at 7 p.m., and then on Sunday, it's at 6 p.m. Then we're looking also ahead to, of course, Christmas Eve. We have a Christmas Eve service at 4, and that's on Saturday at 4, and we close that service with candlelight and singing the appropriate Christmas carols for that. And then Sunday, of course, this year, Christmas falls on a Sunday, the 25th, and we'll have but one service, a unified service, at 10 o'clock, and we'll be dispensing with our evening service so we can spend times with our families.
Well, we look forward to these times that we're able to spend together if the Lord tarries. We look forward to that day that He's going to come and call us to be with Him, and we'll meet Him in the air, and that'll be wonderful when we're all in the presence of God. But Amen. We live in light of that day approaching, and thus that impacts the way in which we live today. As we pick up our study in Joshua, we are still in chapter 10. It's been a little time to get through it. There are 43 verses. We're not going to hit every verse, but we're in a section right now that really demonstrates God's pleasure when we obey, not only obey, but when we're totally dependent upon Him. You have to remember that the Israelites were the executioners of divine justice. You know, a lot of times, oh man, I read that section and God had them kill these people and God must be this moral monster. No, ma'am. No, sir. God's a holy God and He's not going to ever allow sin to go unpunished, no matter who it is. He by no means, we're told in Exodus 34, will He clear the guilty of their sin. Israel is going to be the one that God wants to use to cut off the poison of sin, and it was just a total debauchery of sinful living and activity from the land of Canaan, and God had commanded that Israel destroy the Canaanites. Let me read for you in Deuteronomy chapter 7, the first couple of verses there. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them, and you shall make no covenant with them nor show mercy to them. I mean, God had told them in Deuteronomy 9 that He was destroying and driving these nations to destruction because of their wickedness. It's like if you have cancer, they go in and they cut that out of your body. This is cancerous to mankind. It was not on the basis, this dealing of God using Israel to bring as the divine executioners here for Him. Israel is not doing this on the basis of their righteousness in any way, but because of the iniquity of the people of the land. And these nations were a gangrene to the world, and they had to be cut off. And Pastor Wade, really, men today were repulsed by the idea of judgment, but if God's going to be worth anything, He must be holy.
And judgment is a part of that holiness. He can't clear the guilty. I mean, we consider that a breach of justice today when we see crimes committed and they go unpunished. Our moral ire is raised because we are made in the image of God, and we value and we demand justice. We get that directly from Him.
Yeah, we're not necessarily seeing that in our country today, and unfortunately, what happens is it gets worse because those that should be held accountable for their deeds are released, and they go out and commit the same deeds, and now another family is impacted
exactly
by
right.
Our government not protecting its citizens, and God's a holy God. And He commands us to be holy. So the very justice of God should reassure us He is a holy God.
Absolutely.
Can I tell you, friends, God has also commanded us to be holy. And it's not a theme that we have for a year, but it must be our practice. You see throughout Paul's writings in the New Testament, I mean, he'll go from dogma or doctrine to duty. To belief, to behavior. This is something that must be fleshed out daily in our lives. We should understand again that we are new creatures in Christ. Paul said to the believers in Colossians 3:5, "Therefore put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion," that's the physical side of sexual sin, "and evil desire," that's the mental side of sexual sin, "and covetousness," which is idolatry. In other words, be different from the world. And so as Joshua and Israel come in here to the land of Canaan, and they're going to end up having to take this coalition that rebelled and wanted to take the Gibeonites out, and Joshua and his campaign now of protection is taking place. Israel had faced already its greatest crisis, and that was the disobedience and the defeat at Ai. And this entreaty entanglement with a forbidden people, God gave the Canaanites and their cities into Israel's hands. Seven cities throughout what we've been studying here are going to be destroyed. It's a southern area. It's destroyed. The purpose, again, of this campaign we see in verses 28 to 39— they're going to wipe out all of the military strongholds, and they're going to destroy everyone in the cities. And again, I know it's harsh, but that is exactly what they were to do to cut out this gangrene that was going to just wreak havoc on mankind. And in verses 40 to 43, verse 40 just simply says, "Joshua conquered all the land, the mountain country, and the south, the lowland, the wilderness, the slopes, and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded." You know, Pastor Wade, you had earlier said it's simply obedience to doing what God said to do.
Right.
And that's exactly why this campaign was successful, because there was complete obedience to the Lord.
Right. And you know, I look at Deuteronomy 20, verse 17, and Moses, by the word of the Lord, says, "You shall utterly destroy them, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, just as the Lord your God has commanded you." And that's exactly what Joshua did. Very simple obedience.
And the nation, along with Joshua, were making choices based on trusting God.
Yes.
Their hope, their confidence were in His promised deliverance in the land of Canaan. So as we close this morning, I would like for you to look at the hope that we have. And it's from God Himself. I mean, we find it, this hope, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 to 20. God makes this promise to Abraham because he could swear by no one greater. He swore by himself, saying, "Surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you." And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. "For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus, God determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel," meaning he doesn't change, We keep reading there in Hebrews, confirmed it by an oath that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hope, to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become the high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Can I say, friends, that is at this Christmas time, the reason Jesus had to come was to actually pay for the sins of the world, and that started way back in the Garden of Eden. And so Jesus, as we celebrate his birth was that not just that he was born, but that he was born to die for us. And so I trust that this Christmas season you will be able to really see the wonder and the love that God has for each of us. You look at that, probably one of the most popular, famous verses in all the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believeth not is condemned already. He that believes has everlasting life. Friends, what a great privilege that we have as believers today. I trust you are seeing the hand of God, that you are depending on him, you are trusting him, and you're being obedient to what he's called us to do. And I trust that in that obedience, one aspect of that is not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. God instituted the church. God wanted his people to corporately come together and worship him. And friends, I trust that you are faithful to your church family and what God has and where God has called you to be part of the ministry. And so if you don't have a good church, find a good church home. We'd love to see you come over and visit with us at Brookside. We do trust that you'll be able to join us for some of the activities going on here at Brookside. And if we can be of help to you, please give us a call. 262-783-6180 is our number. Again, we're thankful for VCY, Jim Schneider, and their ministry. And we look forward to how God in the new year, if Jesus tarries, that we will be able to see much more accomplished for the kingdom of God. Join with us in our next broadcast. We'll be going into Joshua chapter 11 to see again how God is going to direct Joshua and the children of Israel to do a great work for him. Thank you, and have a wonderful day, and trust that God will give you some great opportunities to proclaim his greatness to those you come in contact with. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.